Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Communication skills with KMAREducation.org's workshop. Enhance your relationships, improve teamwork, and elevate your career. Call today at 203-505-3660.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Making love to you is such a thrill.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. The hidden messages in voices. Learn how to read between the lines. Is it play or truth? Voices have the power to move people in profound ways. A person's voice can convey a range of emotions: joy, sadness, excitement, calmness, concerns, and more. It can be used to inspire, motivate, and encourage others. The way someone speaks, the tone they use, and the emotions they express can create a connection with listeners, influence their thoughts and actions, and inspire them to achieve great things. That is our topic. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta.
You're looking terrific.
Semi-rainy Saturday morning.
Well, you got the babushka. What do you want? You got the babushka on. We're taking Paul's advice. We both had babushka. Babushka's on with our names and your name on it.
Except my babushka doesn't have much to hide up here.
$2.95 for sale. $2.95. Anyway, I have some announcements before I get started. I'm on a weight loss journey. This is week number 6 for me. 9 pounds I've lost. And to everyone who is on their weight loss journey, congratulations, keep going, and don't give up. Remember, your body decides, not your scale. I have a few months to go, and old clothing will be disposed ASAP as I'm going down in size. So that's it. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal for everybody out there who's on their path. Again, don't give up. But we're going to get started now.
Never could believe the way you are. Every day I bless the day that you got through to me. Because baby, I believe that you're a star. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Making love to you is such a thrill.
Communicate with confidence. Join KMAREducation.org's workshop for personalized strategies that work in any situation. Contact us today at 203-505-3660.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer. The topic is the hidden messages and voices. Learn how to read between the lines. Is it play or truth? And you probably have already learned how to read between the lines. So what am I telling you new? Well, wait a minute. Give me a chance. Because in my research, I found a few things. The first one I kind of knew, voices and sound begin to influence us even before birth, as the developing fetus can hear sounds, particularly the mother's voice, from around 18 to the 25th week of pregnancy. So I kind of knew about music, but I wasn't sure. So that's I found that interesting. And what I also found very fascinating, what's in the works right now, technological Advances in voice recognition and analysis technology have the potential to revolutionize the use of voice in diagnosis. So, voice analysis can also potentially be used to assess emotional and mental health. Changes in tone, pace, and volume can be indicative of stress, anxiety, or depression. I found that very interesting. Don't you think, Rich?
Yes. Did your research show anything about, I've heard about when people are in comas, that they can kind of diagnose hearing voices and things, and I don't know what exactly it does, but that's what I've heard. I wondered if you had
I didn't go there. I didn't find that one because I would have mentioned it. Thank you for mentioning that. And I also want to mention about 2011, 2012, I was talking to a man. He's originally from Darien, and he was living in Florida. And he was reading Energy, and I had never heard that. And he was advertising in a known Connecticut health magazine. And as I was talking to him, I was trying to get him on the phone, on the show at that time. And he said, yeah, I can read your energy. I told him I had a stroke. And he said, yeah. I said, we never found the cause of it. He said, yeah, you had a virus that caused it. And again, I was very leery. I don't know why I didn't stay in touch with him. Maybe I was a little concerned. It wasn't just, but people do read energy. Diagnosis, medical. It's amazing. I don't know anything about it, but this is the encounter I wanted to share with you.
It's kind of like you hear like the crystal ball, that the fortune teller will read things and can tell your future so they can kind of look into things that are affecting your health.
I don't know. You know, we all get...
I don't know if that's true
What we don't know, we're very leery of, and
right.
That was very... I had never heard of that, but it's so true, because let me get into it. And, you know, all week it bothered me. I said, I need one more puzzle piece to put the show together, and... I was thinking about the connection as to where my keen sense of reading voices comes from. It all has to do something with childhood and my father having extreme mood swings. I had to figure out daily, minute to minute, what mood he was in. And I know people, if you're paying attention to me this morning, I know you can identify with this. If he was in the bad mood, I got beaten. This one went on daily. For me, it was survival as a child growing up, you know, checking the temperature daily. So I was very much in tune. I hadn't thought about this for years. And I've been reading voices for years, but I never thought of, well, how did this all come about? Till this week, I really tell the truth. So I developed a keen sense for reading voices and understanding mood shifts as a survival mechanism in response to my father's mood swings. Now, this skill, which I honed from a very young age, now provides me with a heightened ability to perceive emotions and states of mind in other voices. So my ability to read voices may have been born out of necessity. It is a valuable asset in my current life and career. And it allows me to empathize with others. It allows me to see you when I'm on the phone with you. I've never talked to you. I've never met you. It allows me to give me an instant profile, who you are. And I never even named it profile. Just for the show's sake, I'm calling it profile. So that I come across, you know, so you understand what I'm saying. It is really, really amazing. I never talked about this to people because I never had the opportunity and I never wanted to. But you know, with the voices, I'm very in tune with voices. There isn't anything that I miss with voices. And what you don't say, it's not what you say, what you don't say. It's amazing. It had a very big impact emotionally, you know, on me as a child. But with my determination, I worked through this, through life, this mood swing and everything. It's horrible when you grow up like that. And I know a lot of people have grown up that way. So, Rich, now you understand why when I say to you I can read voices, what I really mean.
Oh, absolutely. And people, especially when you're in radio— that you're listening to voices. You don't know what people look like. You don't know their personalities. You're just basing your decisions or your thoughts about a person on what you hear. And you have to actually pay attention to it because it's not visual like television or even seeing pictures in magazines and newspaper when you get to see what somebody looks like. So, because a lot of the visual stuff ends up being, are they good looking? Are they not good looking? And you base your opinions on that. But if you're just basing it on the voice, it's something totally different.
Yeah. You know, when I say I can read voices, what type of a person he or she is, just as an example, you record on your home phone. You know, on your home phone. Sorry, we're not in right now, but leave us a message and we'll get back to you. That's all. Let's just say that's the text. It doesn't really matter what the words are. So now I'm reading, and this is a true case, one of many, many cases. I'm reading arrogance, depression, voice adjustment. What I mean by that, making an adjustment to your voice, diving into a different person. In that case, an English lord. Rich, you know what an English lord sounds like. And it was a roller coaster of tone that showed me who that person really was. And it happened to be a husband of mine. When I first called him, I worked in the finance department in finance world, and he had sent in a postcard. He was interested in life insurance, and I called him and I said, "Oh, this is a great voice, and everything I just read to you, arrogance, depression, this, that, and the other." And it was a roller coaster. I said, "Oh, I'd like to meet him." Well, this is what I got. A year and a half of it. But you know what? That's just the way it is. This is what I read. And you know, the depression, he was going through a divorce and he needed the life insurance, you know, for court settlement and everything. So he was going through a rough time. So I also learned never marry somebody who's just going through a divorce. I didn't know that because, hey, I was free and clear for 8.5 years already, but he just went through a divorce.
Isn't
and she just moved
rebound?
Out. I don't know. I don't know, Rich.
Yeah, kind of like you're getting out of one situation or relationship and you move into something else.
Yes, yes. Well, definitely for him.
Yeah, for him, right.
Yeah, and I didn't know better. I know now, stay the heck away. Let them sort out their stuff first. They didn't need you when they got together. They don't need you when you know, forget it.
Sometimes it's not always the way somebody speaks, but what they actually speak with it. Because you mentioned about anger and emotions playing into that, that if a person's, the louder they speak, you get the impression, at least I do, that they are angry about something and they get very emotional. And you see that with a lot of situations that can escalate, and then you end up having fights.
Right,
and
you're
like
very
that.
Right. Now the anger, I didn't pick up. The depression, I picked up. Arrogance, and yes, he was a very arrogant person. So, again, this was over 30 years ago. So my taste, just you know, I have polished up my taste. But also, I want to talk about when you change your voices. Now we all know Mrs. Doubtfire, you know our. Beloved Rob Williams, right? It's Robert Williams. And he's sitting in front of the social worker, and the social worker is asking, "Well, what do you do for a living?" And he said, "I do voices." And then, you know, you see him doing all different accents and voices and everything. Well, you know, he had a natural talent, and not everybody can do that. Some have voice coaches, of course, the actors that we know when they play with an accent. Kathy Bates, I said to you a few days ago, I saw her in a movie with an Irish accent. That really, to me, was very fake. I love Kathy Bates.
That's a hard one to do, I think, an Irish accent.
Well, I tell you know what it is? People that speak several languages or another language, in order to really get the accent, you have to get the sound of a language. Now, I never wanted to have an accent, so when I first came over to this country, I said, I don't want to sound like with a German accent. I hated it, right? So I really worked on my accent, so you have to get the sound of a language. And my granddaughter Sophie spent 1 year in Germany as an au pair. She speaks the language fluently, and she got the sound. But you got to work on this. It doesn't come automatically. A lot of people have a great vocabulary, but they don't get the sound. They never lose their accent. Look at Henry Kissinger. Right? Remember him? He had a terrific vocabulary, but he never lost his accent. Maybe he never wanted to lose it. What do I know? But I know I wanted to lose my accent, but it's still detectable for people that have, that tune in to the voice.
Well, like you mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger also.
Oh, yeah. You know, the clip said, well, if my accent coach was alive, I should get my money back. And everybody laughed. And it's true. Maybe he never wanted to. That's part of his unique selling point, isn't it, Rich? I love it.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, but it was
when
a joke.
You think back on the movies that he did over the years.
Yeah, but doing, really manipulating your voice with other voices, it's a natural talent. And, not everybody can do that. So let's go for a quick break.
Learn to truly listen and communicate effectively with KMAREducation.org. Our workshop will elevate your interpersonal relationships. Contact us today at 203-505-3660.
The Business Champion Radio Show, Saturday with Marietta. And with Rich, of course. Without Rich, I couldn't do this. He pushes the button, so that's the way it is. Anyway, the hidden messages and voices, learn how to read between the lines. And I just want to say one more thing about people that can do voices. We had a great gentleman working here at WICC, Chris Marker. I loved him. He made all of our commercials and sounded different every time. What a great talent. And I love our Alan and Andrew here at Connoisseur who read all of my promos. I write all the text and they speak it. So I love very full body voices, especially to what I want to compare. I can't have a peepsy voice here. What is this, right? So, but no, Chris Marker, I had a client once, they had an animal. An animal store, food and everything. And I said, Chris, I want you to sound like you're a speaker in England, in the corner speaker, whatever they are. And I want the dogs to be the audience. And he did such a great job on this. He was a great actor. I love you, Chris, Chris Marker. I really do. No, he was open for different experiences too. I just loved it. And it came really nice, the dogs howling and while he was speaking, the head dog, you know, talking about dog food and everything. I loved it.
Does it sound like the singing dogs at Christmas time?
No. But, anyway, it was just wonderful. But here, my Alan, and I call him my Alan. Yeah, it becomes very intimate because they're all an extension of what I want to portray. I can't have, hey, the Business Champion Show, and we show you the way and have a little peepsy voice here. What is this? Right? You can't have it. So, but still, it's a talent to be able to manipulate your voice like that. It has to be training. Again, it's all about the sound. And also, you know, how is the voice helping us with better relationships at work? Well, more and more people are working for the same company and they've never met. They have never met, you know, the interaction between departments and everything. And you really have to be able to trust the voice that you talk to every day and various people.
And that's what we have here because you and I are here on the weekends. And even the shows that I produce over during the week, I'm coming in after 6 o'clock and the regular folks are pretty much out the door between 5 and 5:30. So I know names, but I don't, and I hear voices when I speak to somebody, but you don't know what they are, personal relationship with them.
Yeah, and you know, when we get on air, you as the listener, you know in our tone It reveals emotional state, whether we're calm, enthusiastic, frustrated, or tired, or whether we're prepared. I'm a stickler for being prepared. And do you know, me getting in front of this mic calmly, collect everything and prepared, this took years. Years that my voice sounds like a regular conversation when I'm off air. That's just how I am. It took years for me to work on. It takes listening to yourself over and over again. A lot of people I've talked to over the years, oh, I don't like the way my voice sounds, and I don't want to listen to my voice. This is in general, not people necessarily on radio. Remember our Robert? I worked with him for 6 years. I couldn't get him to be part of the show. And, you know, over the years, I kept working on it. I said, Robert, you got so much to say. I mean, what the heck? Let's try this. And wouldn't you know, one day he had a weak moment. He said, yes. And from that day on, he can't shut up. He loves to. He can't wait till I shut up and it's his turn to talk, you know, which is annoying. Yeah, it's annoying to me. But they don't listen to their voice, you know, especially when you speak with an accent and you're all excited and everything. Oh, my God, you can't do that. Speak slower. Speak slower. And also listen to yourself. Listen to your voice. I love my voice. Rich, do you love your voice?
I actually saw our coworker Annie Madison walk by when
you love your voice.
And he
Come
was
on,
my
he
main instructor
hear.
At the broadcasting school.
Oh, okay.
And when we did recordings in that, I believe he was one that mentioned that a lot of people do not sound like the way they are in person when you record them. So when you hear people on the air, it doesn't sound like your normal speaking voice. If you and I are speaking in person, and then you listen to it over on air, sometimes your voice sounds different.
Well, not mine, unless I get excited. I don't get excited that much, but when I'm passionate about something. But I like my pace. I like the way it sounds. And again, every show I listen to it. And you know when you weren't your state of mind. You know, when you have a brain fog. I remember that show, for instance. I don't know what happened. People get brain fog. So you don't remember the words, or you want to ad-lib something, and you just don't find the word quick enough. You know, that happens. But normally, you know, I'm pretty good with brain fog, you know, but you got to give yourself a little slack, too. But I like... I am not nervous when I go on air. I'm convinced and researched with everything that gives me also more confidence. I have confidence to begin with, but you still need confidence anytime, every time you present something. And I just hope I do justice with some of the topics, especially with the voices. But I think you, as the listener, you will understand what I'm saying, because we all have that in us. When people come on air, let's just say, and they tell you a story, you know if they personally experienced it, or if they're just making it up, or if it's an advertisement, you just know it. Something happens to you when that doesn't sound right, but you don't know exactly what it is, but it just doesn't sound right.
You have to put your emotions into some things, too, if it's an emotional story.
Right. So, again, back to relationships at work, especially when you don't see the people, tune in on the tone and emotion. And, for instance, when I call customer service and I want something resolved, let's say Amazon, and they're normally very good at everything, but last time here, a week ago, they weren't. And I zero in right away, hey, if they're on, you know, if they're listening to me, if they grasp what I'm saying, and if they have authority to make changes, like to give me my $1.54 back, you know, and I was on the phone for 3/4 of an hour, and she had to type. I said, what are you doing? She said, I have to write an email to get authorization. I said, you don't have authorization for $1.54? I wouldn't even work for a company if I didn't have that authorization. That's a joke.
Especially for a multi-billion dollar organization.
And it was all about a coupon they had given me on the total order. And that's what it was about. And the cat food that they send me, it was open. The seal was not in the box. And the other seal, you know, those treats, cat treats, carnation treats, the box was totally open. And it was in the big box. So I really got ticked off. And anyway, so I wanted my, I said, just send me the canard, send me the treats again. Oh, we can do that. Okay. So I know when you don't have the intelligence to follow me or in the authorization, you can't, you have to go give me the boss right away. You know,
some people have a bad day. So when you get them on, again, I've had some wacky experiences with customer service with companies. Most people are there to try to help you out, and they get frustrated, and you never know. I've actually asked some people, did you have a previous caller that gave you a bad time, and then they take the next phone call, and they're already in a bad mood from the previous caller. So now, have you been able to pick up anything like that when you've called a customer service about the previous experience that they might have had with another caller that called with a problem?
Oh,
and
sure.
Then they get finished, and then they answer
sure.
your call.
You know,
call.
That's very tough to do. This constant calling, and, you know, you had a negative experience, and to shake that, you need a few minutes. At least I do, you know. And sometimes they can't get up from their desk. They have to sign out and get for, you know, so because they're all being judged on how many calls they take. So that's not easy, you know, to get yourself out of that mindset to go back, you know, to the next person. That's not that easy, you know. But again, if you work on it, it can be done. Absolutely. So I don't know how I would feel in a set environment. I can get up from a phone call and walk through my office and have a cup of tea or whatever and then go back or call somebody, whatever, you know. But they can, you know, an employee can't do
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you just have to take a break.
Yeah, but you definitely pick up their personalities, the openness, friendliness, assertiveness. We just pick up so much from that person and we put a picture together. So it's all in the sound of the voice that you really pick up everything. You just have to pay attention. Or if the person is masking somebody, I can pick up. If you are trying to be somebody else, I can pick it up. It's in your tone and what you say.
And how loud you say it.
Oh, my God, yeah. So anyway, so especially a listener on the radio, it should not be underestimated. So that's why you got to get in front of that microphone and give your opinion, your honest opinion. And people may disagree with it, but hey, at least you were honest about it, you know? How many minutes do we have left?
Well, we got one more break.
One more break. Oh, okay. I'm ahead of myself. Okay.
KMAREducation.org's one-on-one workshops helps you listen with empathy and communicate with clarity. Sign up today at 203-505-3660.
Could explain just what was happening to me. Just one touch of you and I'm aflame.
We got about 2-3 minutes left on the hidden messages and voices. And all these years, I carry this around with me. I'm using it day in, day out in work, also personal, my personal life. And I'm just happy that I have this gift. And this is where it came from having a father, his mood swings daily and everything. I had to be on guard. And then it kind of got buried, but it showed up again when my 20-year career in finance. So that's when it showed up again. So, Rich, do you have anything to add?
No, I think we've pretty much
covered
everything here.
We did it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.